This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, we celebrate Thanksgiving. That's right, because Tommy Dreamer and I, that's the innovator of violence, the landlord of the House of Hardcore, and the heart and soul of pro wrestling, Tommy Dreamer, we talk about who we would invite for Thanksgiving dinner and who we wouldn't invite to Thanksgiving dinner. And we give the reasons why. Plus, we open up to the Busted Open Nation. Again, who wrestlers, what wrestlers from the past, the present, personalities, characters, would you invite to Thanksgiving dinner, and who would you not let in your house? All that right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Tommy, a topic that you and I come with off the top of our heads because of our love for professional wrestling, and we got a full bank of phone calls. Come on, keep the calls coming. If you can't get in, if you get the busy signal, go to at Busted Open Radio, at David LaGreca 1, at The Tommy Dreamer. Give us your list as well. But Tommy, a lot of people want to join in on this topic. Are you ready to get to the Busted Open Nation?
Yeah, and I think this stemmed from with Cody Rhodes saying Dusty's explanation of why that like Arn Anderson is in his house right now when he had Thanksgiving with all these guys who used to see beat up his father. And I thought that was one of the greatest explanations ever. But that, as a kid, man, I was like, wow, I'd love to have those people over my house for Thanksgiving. But then through the years, I have had people over my house, or I have broke bread with a lot of professional wrestlers. So it's an interesting topic to see what the nation wants. And I look forward to hearing their responses.
Yeah.
Because it'll probably change my answers.
Yeah. And listen, nation, today you're getting time. Because we're not just going to ask you to rush through this list. We want an explanation on why and why not you're inviting these people. So let's go right out to the phones. Let's go to Jay in Toronto. All right, Jay, who are you inviting and who aren't you inviting?
Okay, I got actually four guys I'm going to invite, and I'm going to set video cameras up all right, around.
So already, Jay, you're breaking the rules. But, you know, since it's the holiday, we'll let it go.
Yeah,
go ahead,
I can do that. It's the holidays. But the four guys I want to pick are worth it.
All right, go
ahead. Tugboat.
Okay.
Earthquake, Typhoon, okay. And Uncle Elmer. And give them each a turkey and watch the carnage.
All right, there would be some carnage and not much turkey left. All right, Jay, how about who are you not inviting?
Kane, because he'll just burn everything that we cook.
Mm-hmm.
Papa Shango, because he just creeps the holy hell out of me.
Okay.
And the third, I had a third, crap. I would just say Evil Doink, because he's a creepy little bastard.
All right, so, you know, you don't want a creepy little bastard in your home when you have your family and friends over for Thanksgiving. All right, Jay, thank you so much. Jay, you know, kind of went the unorthodox route. He had four that he would invite and only two he wouldn't invite. Had to come up with the other one off the top of his head. So already, First Nation member in, Tommy, already the nation is breaking the rules.
Well, I thought you had said four, and I had prepared my list for four as well.
Tommy, that's because you don't listen.
Damn you,
Dad, did I not, or did I, or did I not say three?
For the callers, it is three.
And then for us, it's five.
Five.
So I don't even know where you came up with four.
Well, I went in the middle.
All right, I understand.
But the caller, Jay, he did say Tugboat and Typhoon, and they were the same person. So he really did hit three.
Okay, so you ready to get to more nation members?
Okay, thanks for blowing away my comedy act. Thank you.
Hey, everyone. This is Lisa Ann, and I'm here to tell you about my new podcast, The Lisa Ann Experience. This is my chance to share with you my experiences, past and present, including how I went from living in the fantasy world of adult films to talking fantasy sports on Sirius XM. Each week, I'll introduce you to some of the people I've met on my journey and invite friends on to help me read through the endless ridiculousness that lands in my inbox. New episodes are available every Wednesday on the SiriusXM app and Apple Podcasts.
Let's go out to Gabby, who's celebrating a birthday on Friday. Make sure you definitely when you call in, wish Ed happy birthday, whose birthday is today, and Gabby, whose birthday is on Friday. So, Gabby, do you have your list of the who's and who's nots?
I got my list.
Okay.
Now, do I start with the five that I don't want or the five that I do want?
Whatever floats your boat.
No, you're the host. You tell me. What do we want to hear first?
All right, give me the five that you would invite first.
Okay. So here's the five I would. Number five, I would invite Renee Young because just came out with a cookbook. She's got some great recipes. Not only would she help in the kitchen, she would bring probably, you know, one of her own little things that she's got going on. And I think she would be a great addition. She's lovely to chat with. You know, I mean, Moxley would kind of keep quiet to himself, so he wouldn't really be like a disadvantage to bring. And she's pregnant, so she would eat a lot of food with me and we would have a good time talking, I think.
All right. I like it. That's a good one.
All right. Number four. This is where I got creative. Number four is a tag team. So I'm going to say that's allowed. By the way, we'll just put that rule out there now.
Already with just two choices, you have four people. So, you know, you have Moxley coming.
It's not four people. Renee Young is who I would invite. If she brought John Moxley, it's fine. If she didn't, whatever. What are you going to do? A lot of these people are married, Dave. I don't know why it's a problem. Number four, I would invite the Butcher because he'd bring the meat, and then the Blade because he'd carve it.
Oh, I like it. Gabby's thinking, Tommy. This is a great list so far.
Smart.
I love it. Yep.
Guys, I'm pretty smart. Number three, obviously, another tag team. I would invite the Street Profits. They bring all the drinks, their own cups. Wouldn't have to waste anything on them. We'd have a good, and they're a big party, the Street Profits, guys. They would get along with my family. We all party. We like to have a good time.
That's a good point, too, because they bring their own cups and they're disposable, so you don't have to clean them. Mm-hmm. You don't have to wash them. That's not so many dishes at the end of the day.
Yes.
Good job, Gabby. I like it.
All right. Number two. My number two is Asuka because, you know, when your family argues or if someone's got, she would just like scream some crazy shit and like nobody would care what you were arguing about because you just pay attention to the fact that Asuka's there. She's being a little nuts in the corner and she's hilarious. Yes. I mean, it's amazing. And she'd bring a title. It would be cool. She's like a champion. We'd all like love that she's there.
And people can take pictures with it and stuff like that. Do photo ops with the title belt. I like it, Gabby.
If the turkey was dry, she would mist it and like make it fresher.
That's true.
1,000%. My number one might shock a few people, might not shock you, you know, whatever. I want Chris Jericho at my Thanksgiving because Jericho drinks. He has a good time. He's hilarious. And honestly, I just think he would be the funnest person to have at Thanksgiving. And I know, Dave, you would probably agree with this. You know, he will make sure no matter what's going on, he'll break the tension. He'll crack a joke, but he'll also like add some fuel to the fire. He'll just get drunk and party with everybody. He'll eat some food. I think Jericho would be a great pick.
He would make sure everybody was having a good time. That's a great, that's a great list, Gabby. All right. Now I can't wait. Who are the five that you aren't inviting over for Thanksgiving dinner?
All right. And I will note this. I made sure all my lists were current wrestlers. I kind of wanted to keep it a little different since I'm more of a current fan. I, on purpose, just kept it to people that are active, like currently right now, which I think is kind of cool. So that's why these lists are this way.
Gabby. I like it.
Number five. I know this is kind of mean. I don't want Daniel Bryan at my Thanksgiving because he's a vegan and he might kind of look down on people eating meat or say like, oh, you know, that's not healthier. You're not using recyclable, you know, things. And like, I don't know, he might be a little bit of a downer. So
That's a good one. I like that one, Gabby. Yeah.
Sorry. Dullard, and if he doesn't shave, he might get some of his beard hair. I don't know. He just looks like he doesn't take care of that beard very well.
Yeah.
Number four. Listen, I don't want Abaddon there. Abaddon is a scary entity. I don't want that shit at my Thanksgiving. I now have 8-month-old nephew. She's going to scare the shit out of them at Thanksgiving, showing up, trying to like freak people out. I don't want that. I'm sorry. Nope. It's a lot. All right. Number three. Okay. And this might be a personal thing. Don't give me Riddle at my Thanksgiving. Not only is he kind of annoying, in my opinion, I have two older brothers. If he keeps saying bro, he's going to confuse the shit out of who he's talking to at my Thanksgiving dinner. My one brother's not going to know if he's talking to him. My other brother's not going to know to talk. It's going to be madness of who's talking to who. And now it's just a big mess of who's having a conversation. You know what I mean, Dave?
Yeah. And then, you know, Yeah, and then
you introduce your brothers to people as this is my bro.
No, but he says bro. He's not.
No, I get
say
that, but like you would
Matt
say,
or Mike, he's going to say bro.
What are your brothers' names? But he's not. They're not his brother. That wouldn't be
confusing. Okay. Is every wrestler that he calls bro his brother?
I don't know. I've fast forward every one of those interview segments because they're atrocious. So
and then he's going to come up with nicknames for everybody at the table that are going to suck. Yeah, he's going to call my one brother Mongoose and the other one, I don't know, Leafhead, something stupid.
Gabby is right. Plus, it gets confusing. Bro, pass the potatoes. What, bro? Which bro? This bro? Hey, bro, I need some cornbread. Yeah. It's
calling your mom, bro, not cool.
Call my mom, bro, inappropriate. And also, if you walk into my home, don't be throwing your shoes at the walls. That's ridiculous.
That's a
bad house guest.
That's bullshit.
Yeah. You put a shirt
good
on.
Good call, Kat. Good call.
Or Robbie E. and Zack Ryder, because they really invented the bros, and then someone else ran with it.
Yeah.
All right. Number two, obviously, not only because he's scary, but the Fiend. I like to know what I'm eating. If the lights keep going out because I don't know when this guy's showing up and we got to know, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I want to eat my food. I don't want the lights going. Oh, God, now I can't see all my food that I'm eating because he's showing up in the corner. Now there's red lighting. We don't know what's happening. Like, I like, it already gets dark out earlier. You know what I mean? I don't need the lights going out too. Yeah. And then him showing up in the corner of my shoulder. It's too much for me. Way too much. Fiend's not invited. Bray Wyatt, possibly. Firefly Funhouse, a little bit fun. No Fiend. Not into it. Sorry.
Got it.
And then number one, as I said yesterday, Dave, Roman Reigns not invited. I don't need an argument with him and my father about who's sitting at the head of the table. My dad sits at the head of the table every single year. And that's it.
Disrespect. It's disrespectful.
Disrespectful. And don't bring Paul Heyman either. I don't want him there. And I don't want Jey Uso showing up kicking in doors. Okay. Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah. I mean, Roman would fight the whole family.
She has been prepared.
Gabby did it. Gabby hit the nail right on the head. And you know what? I like Gabby. And this is a note to the nation of everybody calling in. Very thorough and detailed explanations, Tommy, on why she would and would not invite these people to her home.
Hey, everyone. This is former NFL linebacker and current SiriusXM NFL radio host Kirk Morrison. And I'm here to tell you about my new podcast, Total Coverage. Each week, I'll be joined by some of the greatest minds in the game as we explore the hows and the whys behind the week's biggest results. Whether we're breaking down player techniques, game plans, or coaching philosophies, we'll explain the details that define our favorite performances. New episodes will be available every Tuesday on the SiriusXM app, Pandora, and Apple Podcasts.
Tommy, are you ready to hear the birthday boy, Ed Robinson, and get his take on who he would invite and who he wouldn't? Are you ready, Ed?
I am ready. Are you guys ready?
We're ready.
Are you ready? Everyone ready? Good. Let's go. Who I would like to invite, let's start at the top right here, Mr. Mick Foley. Three reasons. He'd be a responsible house guest during these times. Also, yes. Long Island solidarity. And to many, the Christmas season begins with the sight of Santa during the Thanksgiving Day parade. So who better to have over than a guy who already looks like Santa Claus? You're ushering in the holiday season in person with Mick Foley right there in your house.
So I love it. Makes sense. I think that's a great idea.
Number two, Mark Henry, because I keep telling him about this chocolate bourbon pecan pie that I make. So he would be angry if he wasn't invited. And he's not a guy I would like to tick off. Jake the Snake Roberts. I'm not much of a religious guy, but I have to say that man saying grace before the meal would send a shiver down your spine.
Father, bless this food before us. And children, if you die before you wake, pray the Lord your soul to take.
I mean, it would just
pretty good, really, actually.
Really, really change the course of the meal. And for the final two, who I would like to have at the table, I will let my 10-year-old self mark out. Macho Man Randy Savage, one of my all-time favorites, and along with him, my first celebrity crush, Miss Elizabeth.
Nice. All right. I like it. Good job, Ed. Good job. How about who would you not invite over for Thanksgiving dinner?
I know this is sacrilege, but I wouldn't invite The Undertaker over. See, here's the problem. You'd call for dinner. And by the time he would finish his entrance into the dining room, all the food would be cold. Yes. I mean, you can't. It's improper to eat before everyone is seated. So by the time The Undertaker makes his way into the room, finishes his entrance, takes off the hat, takes off the jacket, the turkey is cold. The stuffing is cold. And the meal is ruined.
It takes him a while to make his entrance. It's true. It's a long entrance. It takes a lot of time.
More sacrilege. This has already been mentioned, but Andre the Giant, I mean, one of the all-time greats. But he drank the house dry. My wine cellar would be empty. Be nothing but empty bottles within, what, an hour and a half? I can't have that.
Okay. I understand that. And he eats a lot,
drink too. Drink all the booze. You can't have Papa Shango over because he'd make everyone puke up their meal. Just be messy. Right?
Yeah, people wouldn't want to come over your house anymore.
Yeah. On a similar note, the Godfather, he comes over. He's got, what, 5-6 extra people he's bringing along with him. Now I'm searching for a card table to put up to accommodate all these extra girls. And are they going to eat anything? Or are they just going to sit around?
Though, I mean, it would be good to have the Godfather at Christmas time because he has a lot of hoes. So ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
But it's not proper at Thanksgiving time.
A bit of a time delay. See, Mick Foley is ushering in the holiday season. You don't want to get to the ho, ho, hos just yet.
Yes.
You got to wait a couple of weeks. A lot of hoes. So many hoes. And finally, Johnny Gargano. You know what? He says he hates wheels. Pies or wheels? Who doesn't love pie? If you hate wheels, ergo, you hate pie. And I will have no pie haters at my Thanksgiving table.
All right. Ed, all right. I like Tommy. Pretty good list, don't you think?
Yep. He put some time into this. He did his homework. Good stuff.
I did.
That's what a producer does.
And we are going to give, Tommy and I are going to give our list in just a couple of minutes. But once again, Ed, happy birthday to you, my friend.
Thank you.
Let's go back out to the Busted Open Nation. Give us a call. Give us the list of wrestlers you would invite, the list of wrestlers you would not invite to Thanksgiving dinner, 877-344-4893, 877-FIGHT93. Let's go to Paul in Indy. Paul, give us your lists.
All right, here's who I'm inviting first. I'm going to invite Stone Cold. He'll bring the beer. I'm going to invite Undertaker.
Well, wait a second. Before you continue, you do understand that if Stone Cold comes to your house, he's only bringing the Broken Skull IPA. So are you good with that? You like IPA?
That's fine.
Okay.
I've been wanting to try it. I can't get it. I can't find it here in Indy or anywhere else. So
very hoppy beer.
Very thick.
Yeah, and like not traveling like I want to. I can't, you know, make a little side trip out there to get it. And so, but Stone Cold for the beer, Taker for the Jack, and then last but not least, I'm going to bring Sting in, and I'm going to have Stone Cold moderate a discussion why we couldn't get the two of them together in the ring. After that, and then the three I'm probably not inviting. All due respect to Ric Flair, I'm not going to have an old man running around my house naked when he's drunk. Probably same thing with Rikishi. Can't have anyone farting or stink facing anybody on Thanksgiving at the dining room table. And probably the third one, probably a Hulk because it'd be all about him, you know. So. That's what I got, guys. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
All right, Paul. Thank you, man. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too, as well. Hey, we're getting a lot of good, thoughtful lists, Tommy. I mean, agree, disagree with anybody on his list?
No. My list is growing, though. I'm not going like Gabby growing. But I got one hell of a list for me personally.
We're going to get that in just a few minutes. Let's go out to John in Kentucky. John. Who's on your list? Who you bringing? Who you not bringing?
Hey, guys. Hey, Dave. This is John Charger from the other day.
Hello, John.
First, I'm going with The Rock just because it's The Rock and you can't pass that opportunity up. You have to have that chance to meet with The Rock. Number two would be Pete Rose. And I'm kind of cheating because I'm just a huge Reds fan and a wrestling fan, so Pete Rose makes sense to kind of combine the two there. And then three would be you, Dave, because I think the other day we didn't have enough time to really dive into everything that I wanted to in that 20, 30 minutes. So I think that would be really cool to sit down and talk some more about that.
All right, John. And John, if you can, because you did a sit-down interview with me, how can people, you know, read that interview?
They can get that at sportsobsessive.com. They can follow me at SharterJohn, SharterJohn, on Twitter. They can read that. I really appreciate that if they could.
All right, you got it, man. And who are you not inviting?
Who I'm not inviting, first would be Disco Inferno. I can't deal with him and the bad takes and all that stuff. That would be a quick no-go for me. Number two would be Excalibur. just because I feel like he'd be yelling every single time that something got brought out. Here comes the stuffing, and I can't do that. And number three, which a lot of people may not like this, would be Bret Hart. I actually met Bret Hart when I was a kid and just had a terrible experience. He was very rude, just didn't have a good feel for him, so he would not come to my Thanksgiving dinner.
Plus, he's Canadian, so he doesn't celebrate.
That's true. They already had theirs.
Yeah, so, I mean, John, really good conversation. I mean, listen, you have to think of that as well. I mean, you know, Bret Hart's not celebrating Thanksgiving.
On top of, I think you'd be like, oh, so did you enjoy like the turkey? And he'd be like, yeah, it was okay, but it wasn't like the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be. So I kind of feel he'd go that route because he'd say he is. That's kind of what happened.
You know what? He would bury the meal if he didn't like it. He would.
I like how Dave just puts his head down and starts laughing.
He might even write a book about it to bitch and complain about your Thanksgiving dinner too.
Hey, if it wasn't the best there ever was, then it can't be for Brett. Come on now.
Yeah, I mean,
truth.
Completely understandable. All right, let's go out to Eric in North Carolina. Eric, give us your list. Who are you inviting? Who are you not inviting?
Yes, sir. My first top three choices would be Sasha Banks, Victoria / Tara, and Jacqueline.
Okay, but Eric, why? What are the reasons why? Just because, you know, you love them, you think they're hot, or what are the reasons why you're inviting them over for Thanksgiving dinner?
You know, you got to have dessert after Thanksgiving dinner, right?
Okay, all right.
And you got to admit, man, them women are hot. I mean,
I'm with you. Listen, I'm not judging. If the reason you're inviting them over for Thanksgiving dinner is because they're hot. Hey, man, it's your list, not mine.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And the three that I would not invite would be the Boogeyman, Bastion Booger, and Puke.
Yeah, Puke. I mean, Puke.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Eric. Yeah. Eric, let me be the first to say happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your day tomorrow, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Y'all too. Y'all be as safe as possible and don't overeat.
All right, man. Tommy, what are you looking forward to most for, you know, tomorrow? What's like your go-to? Is it the dessert? Is it the stuffing? You know, like, what's the go-to for you on Thanksgiving?
For Thanksgiving, for the, you know, many times that we've celebrated, I always like the appetizers if you go to somebody else's house. And then I like the Italian side. I have my big pasta, lasagna. As I said, Monogod, I like all that stuffed shells. Ooh, stuffed shells. I haven't had them in so long. Mm-hmm. I like to really fat up on that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then they bring out the turkey and I'm just like not a mark for it. So I'll eat some stuffing, have a little piece of turkey, put it over because you have to. And then that's really about it. All right. I want to tell everybody, if you want to change your life, you got to get an air fryer. I have an air fryer now. Life-changing for cooking. And I wonder if I could put a turkey in there. I'm sure I can. It's got to be a smaller turkey. But an air fryer is amazing. It makes all your food taste better.
Hi, this is Adam Schein. The Adam Schein Podcast is back for another football season. I'll give you my passionate, hard-hitting takes every week, including picks against the spread and fantasy football advice, all while talking to the biggest guests in all of sports, celebrities, media personalities, diehard football fans on a weekly basis. It's the Adam Schein Podcast with new episodes dropping on Tuesdays. You can listen to the podcast anytime with the SiriusXM app, iTunes, Pandora, and with Stitcher.
Why don't we give our lists for who we would invite and who we would not invite? And since you're the main event, Tommy, I'll go first. So as far as who I would invite to Thanksgiving dinner, we'll get back to the Busted Open Nation in just a minute, Tommy. But first and foremost, who I would invite to Thanksgiving dinner is Greg the Hammer Valentine. Because Greg Valentine is always on the road. So he would have no problem picking up all your family and bringing them to the house.
Interesting. Okay. He might break somebody's leg. But yeah, I like it.
Yeah. And I wouldn't have to do it. somebody else I would invite, Abdul the Butcher, brings his own fork. He brings his own fork. You don't have to worry about supplying it. You don't have to worry about washing it. He has his own. So I would invite Abdul the Butcher over for Thanksgiving dinner.
Would, if he pulled out the second one, would you use Abdul the Butcher's fork to eat your own food?
Probably not. But then that means that second fork could be his dessert fork.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Ivan Putski, gotta have Polish power Ivan Putski for the reasons that, you know, Violetta, her side of the family, all Polish. He can converse with them. Because when they start talking Polish, I have no idea what they're talking about, Tommy. I'm out of the conversation. So Ivan Putski could be part of that conversation. Good conversationalist when it comes to my Violetta's side of the family.
Well, when that happens, I'm just letting you know they're talking about you.
Probably.
And all your, they're airing their grievances before Festivus. And but the fact that you brought Ivan Putski to your house, you would be a god. You'd be the most revered person.
Yes, that would be huge. And then I would be in with their family and they wouldn't be talking bad about me anymore. James Storm, I'm inviting because James Storm is bringing all the beer. And a lot of people say Stone Cold. But again, I'm not a big IPA guy. It's a little too thick for me. So I'm inviting James Storm.
So he'd roll in on that cooler. He used to ride in a cooler for your money. Yeah, man. Yeah. That was a good call. I don't drink beer. I don't drink. But yeah, that's smart.
Now, a lot of people are going to be surprised with this one. But I'm inviting Vince Russo. And I get the bro thing like with Riddle, like what Gabby was saying. But I am inviting Vince Russo. Why? Because, you know, at the holiday season, they start having all those marathons. And Vince Russo and I can hang back and watch the Honeymooners Marathon. And the Odd Couple Marathon. He's a fan of both shows. So I'm inviting Vince Russo over for Thanksgiving dinner.
Controversial call.
A little controversial.
I get it. You want to sit back and put your hand in your pants, not all the way down, you know, on the side, the Al Bundy, and just sit back and watch TV. Unbutton those pants, and there you go.
All right. And then Ed Robinson said, you know what, maybe at the end of the night we could have a turkey on a pole match.
Good call.
You need some games, you know, on Thanksgiving. Good job, Ed. All right, who I'm not inviting? I'm not inviting Otis. And I know people, that's going to be unpopular, but Otis is a mess. You know, he's coming over at Thanksgiving dinner with a half a shirt on. He's got food everywhere. It's a little nasty, Tommy. So I'm probably not going to invite Otis over for Thanksgiving dinner.
Plus, if he gets excited, he starts gyrating. It could be weird.
Yeah, it's a little uncomfortable. I'm not inviting Britt Baker because Britt Baker is going to give you shit when the pies come and you're having a little bit of pumpkin pie. She's going to say that's bad for your teeth. You don't need that shit on Thanksgiving.
I wonder if Britt Baker would actually say, oh, I'm sorry, you have a piece of something in your teeth during Thanksgiving.
Yes. You know, you don't want that either. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants that. All right. I'm not inviting Lance Archer because Lance Archer is going to want to put horse meat on everything. Or he's probably going to want to put pineapple on everything. And I'm not inviting Lance Archer over for Thanksgiving dinner for food reasons, Tommy.
Probably he'd also, instead of a turkey, he'd bring a hawk because he's the murder hawk.
That's true.
And who wants to eat a hawk?
Nobody does. I'm not inviting Jeff Jarrett. Okay.
Interesting.
Because I don't want anybody getting hit ahead with a guitar. And the other thing, too, it's the opposite of Vince Russo. Vince Russo and I could watch an Odd Couple Marathon, a Honeymooners Marathon. Jeff Jarrett's going to want to watch a marathon of Andy Griffith. And nobody wants to watch Andy Griffith on Thanksgiving.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good call. Plus, yeah. In the prayer, I think he would take really, really long doing the double J, double T, double R. That would be too long.
Too long.
You just want to eat.
Too long. Too long. We need to eat. All right. And then... last but not least, I'm not inviting Vince McMahon because Vince McMahon's going to take all the good ideas of like the dishes that we want. He's going to change everything. He's going to change everything to fit what he wants. And it's not going to be as good of a Thanksgiving dinner as it could have been if we didn't invite Vince McMahon.
You know, it would be a good dinner instead of turkey. Let's have some salmon. It's healthier. Now you're having salmon for dinner.
Yeah, and nobody wants that on Thanksgiving dinner. And the other thing he's going to do, too, is he's going to cut off our names. Like, I'm Dave LaGreca. No, you're not. You're Dave. You're just Dave. No, Mr. McMahon. You're a guest in my home. I'm Dave LaGreca. No, it's just Dave. because my audience can't understand the full name. So it's just Dave. He does that shit too. Nobody wants being disrespectful to you and your family as well. And then he's going to try to change us. Like, I am who I am. And he's going to try to change me to fit his narrative. No way Vince McMahon stepping foot in my house for Thanksgiving.
And I think by the time, like, if you were using "This is my house," by the time dessert was rolled over, you would get a knock on your door and someone would say your house was just purchased by World Wrestling Entertainment.
Yeah, yeah.
So that it would be his house.
Yeah, you know what? Then I would be, you know, later on, if somebody wanted to go on Twitch, he would have like, you know, he would have an aneurysm if somebody went on Twitch or something like that. Or like,
you're right.
You can't have that, Tommy.
Interesting list. I like it. You did all your right. thinking as well.
All right. Well, Tommy.
It's a laminated list.
It is not laminated, but it can be. I did it in a marker, so it's a keeper.
All right. I like it. Good all stuff. Right.
Because you never know when this Thanksgiving thing is going to happen again.
Correct.
It usually happens every year, though. So this could be a topic again for next year. Tommy, it is now time for your list of who's coming to Thanksgiving dinner and who's not coming for Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, Dave, I had to kind of go a different route for this because, yes, I have spent more than half my life with the lovely Beulah McGillicuddy. Having Thanksgiving, and I've also had Thanksgiving in other wrestlers' houses, and other wrestlers have been to my house. And I'm going to ask you something. Let's see if you know about this, because thanks to social media, do you know who had Thanksgiving with Dory and Terry Funk and Shawn Michaels and Balls Mahoney and Jazz and Raven? Who had Thanksgiving in 1999 with all those crew?
I'm going to guess you did, Tommy.
Yeah, and I didn't even realize that. So that could be on a lot of people's top whatever list. And, you know, when we interview people for the show, they used to wrestle on Thanksgiving. So all the boys got to spend these times with each other. So I, because I don't want to be a negative person, I'm going to go my negative first, who I would not want at my Thanksgiving table, because then I like to end on a positive note. All right. And Gabby was texting me who was what is so important on my phone. I keep changing my answers because of the nation and all that stuff. All right. There's only two people why I went this route for the whole theme of where we're going, and the rest are kind of real. The first person I would not want at my Thanksgiving would be Mr. Fuji. Number one, he would salt my food way too much. Number two, I don't know what I'd be eating. If maybe I was looking for my dog and my dog wasn't around, he may have served me my own dog. Then I have to murder Mr. Fuji and I have to go to jail and I'll miss all the Black Friday sales. So that's number one. Number two would be the originator of eating raw chicken, Abdul the Butcher. And though I know you want to bring him to your Thanksgiving, I really want to have someone where, you know, I got to have my mom there. She'll be like, why is this big man eating raw turkey? Can't have that at my house. Plus, my mom will be there. Number three, as a controversial one, but I have to have him here to not be at my table, would be Donald Trump, WWE Hall of Famer. So he can be on my list. And I would not want to get into an argument. Again, my mother would be very, very angry at him. Beulah would probably throw things at him. I personally would like to have the Donald Trump that I knew when he was my boss on television. But I think it would be a lot of heat if Donald Trump was at my dinner table. And I only have four because I know I'm supposed to pick five, but I only had four. And I would not want Paul Heyman at my dinner table on Thanksgiving. I know we're supposed to be forgiving and all that stuff. I would not want to have arguments. Again, my mother would be there. I know she would say stuff. I would not want to have where I'm just boiling and stewing and getting so, so angry. And then I would explode. And then I'd be the person who started the arguments at Thanksgiving. And that's not what I'm all about. So those are my four people I would not want at my Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Now on the positive side, I'm sorry, what'd you say?
No, I was going to say, I like the list. I think that's very understandable. And I'm also, too, I'm glad in the holiday spirit that you decided to go negative first and end with a positive.
See, this is how we do it. This is why when we talk about Monday Night Raw, we got to rip it up, but then we can talk about the good stuff. That's how it always should be on Tuesdays, but it's not my show. Here we go. Number one, and I based all of these, and I did go to five, except for my last person, and I'll explain why. But these are all people I've never met, and I would love to sit across a table and talk with them.
Okay.
The first one would be the eighth wonder of the world, Andre the Giant. I know people will be worried about him eating all my food, and I'd probably get into a shoot with him because he'd be drinking. But just to sit across Andre the Giant and listen to some of his stories, I would love that as a total fan. Yes, I saw him wrestle, but I never got the opportunity to meet him. So I would love to just talk to him. Number two, oh yeah, the Macho Man, Randy Savage. I had a quick hello with him, but that's it. And, you know, when I was doing ECW, he was in WWE. And then when we worked with WWE, he was in WCW, never crossed paths after that. And then, unfortunately, he passed away. I was a big Randy Savage fan, would love to ask him a bunch of questions. Love, I would weirdly talk to him probably more about Memphis and all his heat with his family between the territory. I would love to just sit back and talk to Randy Savage. The next one, Bruiser Brody. Though I know he'd come in huffing and puffing, and he might just, you know, boot my mom in the face for like saying something because he's a mercenary. Don't know. My mom probably has a few hits on her based upon my family's history with my grandfather, but don't know if he would pick do that. But again, another person I'd love to just sit. Never got a chance to meet him and sit and talk with him. I was fortunate enough to meet his wife last year and just to really get some stories about the true wrestling renegade that I kind of try to pattern my indie career with, be like Bruiser Brody. Just work everywhere you want. And if you don't like it, I just leave.
That's it.
Lastly, and he would so say the prayer for everybody, but another person that, you know, he was a big part of my childhood would be Gordon Solie. And I'd love to sit here there watching him drink and smoke cigarettes with Andre the Giant and, you know, besides narrate the prayer, just tell a bunch of different stories. I would probably have him leave a voicemail on my outgoing message from my cell phone. But another person that I never got a chance to meet, say hello to, or just, you know, talk to about the wrestling business, because I feel he would have a lot of great stories to tell. So those are all people that I wouldn't meet, that I never met, that I'd want to have at my table. And then the last person I would love to have one more meal with would be the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, and basically sit across the table with him and tell him how much I love him and how thankful I am that he came into my life, because without him, I would not have had this amazing career. And between all the other guys sitting at my table, just to sit there, again, one last meal with my friend, Dusty Rhodes, and just tell him just how great he is, or just bask in his glory. And then even if he was like today, if we had it tomorrow, sit back and reverence with everyone and how his influence is still going on in the world of professional wrestling, and how proud he'd be of Cody and Dustin, and just like how awesome it is to see what he really created with Starrcade, with Great America, all that stuff. He'd be putting himself over, and I'd be loving every second of it.
Awesome list, Tommy, seriously. And I'm glad that you ended on a positive, and I'm glad that, and I love the list of the people that you would invite and the reasons why you were inviting them. I think that's fantastic. Let's get back to the Busted Open Nation really quick before we end the hour. And at 11 a.m., Beulah McGillicuddy coming on to give us her list for Thanksgiving dinner. Let's go out to Zach in West Virginia. Zach, you got about 2 minutes, buddy. Who are you bringing? Who are you not?
So who I'm bringing Matt Cardona, Brian Myers, so we can have the Major Wrestling Figure podcast.
Okay, so you're going to want to be a guest on the podcast. Okay.
Hey, absolutely. Along with that, we're going to want to bring Hangman Page. You're not limited to one beer. You're going to have a lot of variety.
Okay.
Now, who I'm not bringing, though, I'm not bringing Lex Luger. He was hitting on my mom at a local indie show. Going to cause some tension there.
All right.
You're not bringing Matt Hardy. You don't know which variety of Matt Hardy you're going to get.
Oh, wait a second, Zach, before you go on. That's a good call, Tommy, because you don't know. It could be broken Matt. It could be big money Matt. You know, you don't know what Matt Hardy comes to the house. All right, go ahead, Zach.
And lastly, even though he's better than me, I'm not bringing MJF because I don't need that negativity in my life.
As well as I'm sure, like, he's a lot softer than you. So that's another reason. You should bring him there just to make him eat some, like, dessert and be like, dude, you're totally soft, because that really seems to bother him.
Hey, everybody, this is Fran Freshella, host of the podcast World of Basketball. The game of basketball has truly become a global game.
Markovich buys it into Mickey, and somehow it goes in.
Each week, I talk with the players, coaches, and executives who have led the way in growing the game of basketball around the world.
Real Madrid have stolen victory from the jaws of defeat.
Episodes are available every Thursday on the SiriusXM app, Pandora, and Apple Podcasts.
And we've had her on before through good times and bad times, but we're on the eve of a very special holiday, and that's Beulah McGillicuddy joins us right now. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, just preparing for tomorrow's lovely feast.
All right, so what are you doing in preparation for Thanksgiving tomorrow?
I try to cook as much stuff ahead of time as I possibly can that will taste just as good the next day. But, okay. You know, doing the normal stuff, defrosting the turkey and peeling potatoes, all that good stuff.
Also,
making a lasagna.
Okay, a little lasagna.
Because earlier in the program, Tommy did bring up Menegot. So we were curious if there's going
to
be any
And
Menegot.
To his lovely surprise, which he doesn't know, I actually have stuffed shells, too. So big bonus for him.
He's very excited. He says he hasn't had it in a long time. Also,
he's going to be so lethargic by the end of the night tomorrow.
Good thing we're doing a show on Friday, which should be a home run. I also encourage everyone to follow Baking with Beulah. That's on social media right now at Baking W Beulah. So do that right now. We want to get that pumped up. I will retweet anything that you put out. So I encourage the nation. So tell us a little bit about Baking with Beulah.
Okay. So I'm trying to get it launched, but essentially it's just going to be me baking stuff at our little hardcore kitchen over here. And fans can bake along with, because I'll be posting the recipes beforehand so they can bake at the same time. And while things are baking, I'll sit down, have a cup of coffee, and just chat with some fans and see what they have to say out there.
All right. Now, you know the topic of the day, wrestlers that you would invite over for Thanksgiving dinner and wrestlers that you would not invite over for Thanksgiving dinner. So the floor is yours. What is your list?
Okay. So let me see here. My list of people that I definitely would invite over.
Okay.
Is, well, Tommy's got the shirt on. Terry Funk is the top of my list because he reminds me of my father. He has the best stories. He's like that brings such a good like energy and relaxation, with his he's always got a kind word, and I love him to death. And I think he would be a great addition to the holiday festivities. So Terry Funk's number one on my list. Number two is Louis Spicoli, even though he's passed. Mm-hmm. Louis and I were actually very close, and we used to belt out the entire Grease soundtrack backstage almost every show. So what I wouldn't give to like do that again with him. So he would be number two on my list for sure. And number three is Mae Young, because I just think she was such WWE Hall of Famer Mae Young.
Yep.
And she was such a badass. And I mean, honestly, taking power bombs at 77 and all the things that she's done, I have so many questions for her about her career and her life that I would love to have her and sit down and actually have a conversation with her. So she's number three on my list for people that I would want to have over for Thanksgiving. Now, Tommy and I actually had some same people we did not confer on who we would have. So on his list, he had Paul Heyman. That would have been on my list too. But for the sake of not going with the same people that he did, I would have to say number one would be Guido, because he's been over here a couple of times. He actually broke our toilet seat. What? And don't really want to have to deal with that again.
Yeah. So, I mean, come on. That's ridiculous. Did he at least fix it?
And he was just like, no, it was broken before. And I was like, no. It was crazy. Oh, cracked in
half. Even so worse. Guido making is, excuses.
It's off the list. He can't come for Thanksgiving. He's out of here.
How did he break it? Do you know how he did? He stand on it or something?
We don't know. Well, as you know, we talk about Andre. Guido has outdrank Andre, we didn't find out until the next day when I went to use the bathroom, and I was like, how is the toilet seat broken? And then Guido went to the bathroom right before he left, and he broke my toilet seat and never told me.
Yeah. It was literally cracked. The seat was cracked, and I think Tommy's like butt cheek got pinched in between the whole cracks.
That's not going to get you invited to Thanksgiving.
Right, that doesn't get you invited back. That's rule number one. Okay. Number two on my list for people who I would not invite, obviously, would be Fonzie, who I had that match with, because I don't think I could trust him around my cookie sheets. I think he'd like whack me. Couldn't trust him. I'd be in the kitchen. All of a sudden, I'd be on the floor.
Well, I mean, to his defense, you gave him an ass whipping like no one's ever given somebody an ass whipping. So, I mean, I'm sure he's probably been plotting his revenge for 20 years. So yes, that's probably not a good idea to invite him over for Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, I don't think I could trust him. And number three on my list is Doink the Clown, because I effing hate clowns. Never ever will there be a clown that comes into my house.
Wow. Let me ask you, is there a reason you hate clowns, or it's just a thing? Like, you just,
they're terrifying.
Like
clowns are terrifying. I think because you can't see the true person under the makeup or something. I don't know, but I do not like clowns. I feel like they're fake happy. They're like, okay. Mm-mm. Yeah. No thanks.
Creepy. All right. A little.
No clowns ever in my house. Maybe two. The Insane Clown Posse. I don't know if they qualify as wrestlers, but yeah, I guess. Yeah, so Insane Clown Posse too. No thanks.
All right, no clowns. You know what?
Yeah, no clowns.
Clowns. I mean,
even the Blue Meanie, because he likes to like rub the turkey ahead of time. So I think maybe he wouldn't come either. Because I think it's kind of gross. I wouldn't want him to like rub the turkey before he came over.
It almost sounds like something you would put on like a dating app. No clowns.
No clowns. It's and like literally and metaphorically, no clowns.
Yeah, no clowns.
Plus, also with the Insane Clown Posse, what is it? They spray that soda everywhere they go. It creates a mess. Yeah, you don't need that.
Listen, with all the preparation,
they're Michigan
that
people
goes in,
like me, but not in my house.
Like, you know, if all the preparation that you put in, I mean, people need to be respectful. Sounds like little Guido, not respectful, breaking the toilet seat.
Right.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So, again, I encourage everyone to go to Twitter, follow Baking with Beulah. And I know you have big things ahead. So I hope that everybody follows you that's listening to my voice right now. And more importantly, I wish you a very, very happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thanks. And happy Thanksgiving to all you guys, too.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thanks for filling in for Tommy. You know what? Thanks for doing that for the last 10 minutes.
He's more the professional, so. All right.
If you choose to call it that, okay. I love the list from Beulah. I love the list of who she would invite. And I especially, with the reasons why, too, the list of why she would invite certain people.
I agree. I'm surprised Raven didn't meet both of our lists as well. That's a little interesting that I was kind of sitting back and thinking about that.
Especially
I know I couldn't
for
trust
you.
Him.
Yeah.
Same reason why she couldn't trust Bill Alfonso. But I mean, I do know we'd be having a nice meal. I'd turn around and then he'd DDT me in my kitchen and, you know, then profess his love for Beulah again. It'd be weird. It'd be weird. It'd be really bad Thanksgiving.
And I like the clowns. There's a lot of people get creeped out by clowns, but it's, listen, it could go both ways. Clowns, like in the physical sense with the makeup, but just clown. You know, Beulah doesn't have time for clowns. No clowns.
I hear you. I'm just glad I made the her list of people that she wants to have dinner with, as opposed to, and I didn't make the list. I thought she would like reveal all my disgusting eating habits, some of the things that I've done through the years, but I'm glad she's kept it. She hasn't given it all out there on the radio like I do. Wait, she's moving forward. Get away from me.
Is Beulah still here? Can we get Beulah for a couple more minutes?
She's not allowed on the air.
I want to find out some of your bad what are some of Tommy's bad eating habits at the table?
Well, first of all, when he's sitting at the table, he peruses, like, I think he's like plotting out what he wants like first. So like, I think he's like a really like almost like a strategy when he's sitting at the table, what should he go for first? And the thing is like with him, like if you have like the sweet potatoes with all the like marshmallows and stuff, he'll not only take a huge glob, but he'll take the marshmallows off the rest of the off the rest of it and put it on his.
I paid for it. It's mine. I don't, my kids don't need to have enjoyment on Thanksgiving.
Well, if you go route, but it is for thanking Tommy. I mean, that's not a nice gesture on a holiday like Thanksgiving.
And then he sits at the end of the table and he's got like this scowl on his face and he's concentrating so hard on the food. It's so funny to see. He's just the whole time.
He's very focused.
Like, and I'm like, just breathe for a second, will you? Because he like, when he's putting it in his mouth, I feel like he doesn't even chew it. He just like swallows it and then like scoops up another bite. Like it's just, it's literally like shoveling.
Tommy's plotting out his Thanksgiving meal like the Allies plotted out D-Day.
Yeah, it's a strategy. Thanks
well, thank
for burying
you again,
me.
Beulah. Thank you very, very much. It wasn't a burial. It wasn't a burial. It's, you know, hey, we're all family here. The nation is sitting at the table. And this is what usually happens on Thanksgiving. Things come out, embarrassing moments, arguments, fights. This is what usually happens with the family on Thanksgiving.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.